from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Violence in Nigeria. At least 47 people were killed and dozens others injured in a bomb attack on a crowded market in Borno State. The blast hit Tuesday at a market in Sabongari. No one claimed responsibility for the attack in Nigeria. U.S. officials have accused an international group of hackers and stock traders of stealing insider information and making as much as $100 million in illegal profits. Federal authorities in New Jersey said Tuesday it is the biggest scheme of its kind ever prosecuted. Authorities say hackers stole financial and other information from companies that publish press releases. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
We allege that the conspirators stole more than 100,000 news releases, traded ahead of more than 800 company releases, and made more than $30 million.
Nine people in the U.S. and Ukraine have been indicted for alleged fraud. More than 20 other individuals and companies face related civil complaints. China's central bank devalued its currency by nearly 2% on Tuesday. The move will make China's exports less expensive and more competitive. It will also make items imported into China more expensive for Chinese consumers. The change follows slumping exports and stock market turmoil in China's economy. China's devaluation prompted worries about economic growth, and major stock market indexes in the U.S. and Britain were down 1% or more on Tuesday. A young Mississippi couple has been arrested and charged with trying to join Islamic State militants in Syria. Mohammed Dak Lala and his fiancée were arrested by the FBI in Mississippi on Saturday as they prepared to embark on a plane trip to Turkey. The pair were charged with conspiring and attempting to provide material to support to Islamic State. This is VOA News. Greece and its creditors have agreed in principle on broad terms of a new three-year bailout. Some details of the plan were yet to be finalized on Tuesday. European Commission spokeswoman Annika Breithart, a key mediator of the talks, confirmed the progress on what is expected to be a $94 billion package. The UN special envoy to Libya has urged the country's warring factions to agree on a national unity government by the end of this month. Bernardino Leon would like the parties to endorse it by early September. Leon issued the appeal in Geneva at the start of a new round of Libyan peace talks. He said a good sign an accord can be reached in the next 3 weeks is that all members of the warring factions are participating in the peace negotiations in Geneva. Iraq's parliament has unanimously approved Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's proposed government reforms to tackle corruption and cut spending. Mr. Abadi proposed the changes on Sunday, including elimination of the largely symbolic offices of three vice presidents and three deputy prime ministers. Mr. Abadi's plan calls for ending party and sectarian quotas when choosing officials. Billionaire Don Trump may have taken some hits in last week's Republican presidential debate, but so far it doesn't appear to be hurting him in the polls. The latest Reuters Ipsos national poll found Mr. Trump holding steady at the top of the Republican field with 24%, followed by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush at 12%. Investigators probing last year's downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine have found fragments that may have come from a Russian surface-to-air missile. Fred Westerbeke is the Dutch national prosecutor.
We found some parts which were not part of the aircraft, of the airplane. And in the last few months, we have established that we can say that these probably are parts of a missile system and probably a Buk missile system.
Australia's announced targets for reductions in its greenhouse gas emissions. Steve Herman has more.
Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says his country, as part of a global climate deal, will strive to cut emissions 26 to 28% from levels a decade ago by the year 2030. In announcing the target, Mr. Abbott explained his country has to be both environmentally and economically responsible.
But we've got to reduce our emissions in ways which are consistent with continued strong growth.
Australian opposition politicians and environmentalists panned the proposal, which will be submitted to climate talks in Paris in December. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.